Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. I am your host today, Mark Seguin, and we are joined by Julia Ogren from Rochester today. Welcome, Julia.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I ran into Julia at the Allstate banquet, and she didn't know it was me because I was all dressed up. And I actually shaved it and trimmed my eyebrows, so she couldn't tell it was me. But that's cool.
I was looking for you. Yeah,
who is it? The beard and the same shirt that the guy's worn for three straight days. Yeah, that's usually me. I try to clean it up for those big occasions.
Fair enough. Right.
For people that don't know you, tell us about you, your swimming background, and when you started getting serious about it and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I started swimming in like lessons, like one does, at like probably 3, 4, give or take.
Wow.
And then I actually got kicked out like twice because
I
like hated it. I was like screaming like you do. And so they kicked me out. And then I promptly went to private lessons where I'm pretty sure my instructor like held my hand underwater until I could blow bubbles. But you
it's
know,
effective.
I learned.
It's effective.
And then I like joined the swim team at like 5 probably and swam for a couple years until I quit again. At like 8
sure.
or 9. And then took those couple years off. I just didn't like it, so I quit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Right? No, it's good. You got to do stuff you like, right? Even if you're good at it and you don't like it, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. So I was playing basketball and soccer in that time.
Okay.
And then during seventh grade was coming along, and my sister was a senior. And she was going to do her first high school season. So then I decided, why not? Let's do some high school swimming.
Why not?
Just one season, let's see how it goes. And then I have been swimming since.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When did you really start getting serious about it? Obviously not at the age of 8 when you were like, I'm out. But maybe after that first high school season, or when were you like, holy cow, this is something I really enjoy doing?
Definitely after the first high school season, I knew it was something that I could be good at, which I didn't think was going to happen. And then probably after I got my futures cut within a year or starting, I don't know. It was like in eighth grade, I think I got a first futures cut and then I was like dialed in. Like, I don't know. I was still playing soccer at the time. Like I played until last year.
That's awesome though. You should play other sports. You should. What position do you play in soccer?
Wing, a lot of running.
Wing. Swing and running. Yeah, no.
Who knew?
Some people can do both. It's amazing to me. I cannot run to save my life. Excellent. What do you love the most about swimming, other than getting a futures cut and thinking that's awesome?
Yeah, I really love, like, I know everyone says this, but my team is great, and I love meet environments, and I think RSC has a really good like cheering environment. I think we like to get up and cheer, and even if like no one else is doing it, I feel like we have a good team environment and aspect of cheering for everyone, and it's really fun.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I admire that about Rochester Swim Club. They have a very engaged group of people, especially considering how large it is. Everyone still seems to kind of know each other, regardless of age and skill set, and I think that's a really cool piece of their culture.
Who were
some of your role models as you were kind of hitting that seventh, eighth grade year, besides your sister, obviously?
Mm-hmm.
Who are your role models that you like, I want to be like them?
Yeah. I definitely, like my sister Anna was for sure, but, and she still is. And I think like starting, it was like Katie Grimes, I think is so cool. And like, she's gotten so fast, obviously. And, yeah, so Katie Grimes for sure is like a cool person. Katie Ledecky. They don't really do my events, but I don't know. I think they're really cool. Leah Hayes.
No, they're great ambassadors of the sport, both of them.
Yes, for sure.
Tell me a favorite memory or a really cool story from your swimming career, that your go-to story you like to tell people.
Sure. When I was like growing up, pre-quit, I remember being like super little, and before practice would start, me and like everyone would like stand on the side of the pool, and like the big kids would swim by and like splash us with water. And now like some days at practice, the little kids will stand by our pool and like we'll like kick past them faster so we can splash them. I just think that's cool.
That's a really cool thing. And it's something that you guys continue to do. And like I mentioned, Rochester seems like it's engaged and the older kids are really engaged with the younger kids. That has a huge impact. I mean, look at you. You remember that from five, yeah. six, 7 years ago. And you're mm-hmm. like, it was so cool for me. I'm going to do it for them. Now, I don't like getting splashed, so don't do it to me ever. Yeah, we'll have words. But that's really, really cool. Is there anything about swimming you don't like?
I would definitely say, you know, when it's winter, you got morning practice and
I know it.
You have like your school bag, your swim bag, your lunch, your breakfast, you're going to eat in the car. And then you're walking yeah. out, and there's snow on the ground and you inevitably like drop something and it gets all snowy and you open your car door and it gets snow in the car. Then you have to like wipe your windshield, scrape off the
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, the windshield fogs up like instantly.
Yeah, I hate it. But, you
yeah,
know,
that's
it's
not
cool
my favorite either.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with it. I went to college at St. Olaf, and the pool mm-hmm. was down a hill up from the rest of the campus, and you had to, in the winter, after morning practice, like, hike up this hill, and the wind was always blowing in your face, and mm-hmm. I hate it. I hate
yeah.
it.
I've heard about the hill. My mom swam for St. Olaf, yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. What advice do you have for younger swimmers to help them be successful or to help them at least enjoy the sport more?
Yeah. I say, like, don't take yourself too seriously. Like, it's a intense sport and it's very, like, time driven. Like, you don't depend on your teammates while you're swimming, like, during a race. So don't take yourself too seriously because you'll get too caught up in it. And when you inevitably have a bad swim, give yourself, like, 3 minutes to take it to heart, like, feel all your feelings, and then get over it, cheer for your teammates, and like get ready for your next swim.
Yeah. Success and failures are always have to be temporary in swimming. Otherwise, the sport gets pretty hard pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it's already hard.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. If you could get rid of one event in swimming, what would it be?
I've never swam it, but I like to keep it that way. The two breast.
Yeah.
Short course, long course.
Any course.
Get out of here.
I assume they put that event in to give other swimmers a break, just so you get some downtime, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my theory on the 100 breast in high school. It was so backstrokers could rest up before the 400 free relay.
For sure,
it's the only reason it exists.
Mm-hmm.
I can 100% support getting rid of the 200 breaststroke, or all breaststroke, yeah. really. It ruined some really good IMs back in my day.
I agree. Who needs it?
All right, so when you're not swimming, there was soccer. What else do you do? Since we're no longer playing soccer.
Right. Well, in the summer, I'm a lifeguard at the public pools, which is really fun. Yeah, it's really fun. A lot of stories. It's good. But
always.
I love hanging out with my friends and hiking and swimming some more. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of swimming. Do you hang out with people outside of swimming a little bit?
I do. I have some good
friends. A bigger circle of friends?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
For sure.
What are your plans for the summer? What are your goals?
I'm trying to get a summer's cut. I'm pretty close in a couple of events, and I'm hoping to get that pretty soon. That'd be good. And I'm looking forward to, like, Indy. Couldn't tell you what the meet's called, but the meet in Indy. That's, like, in May.
Friends, there's a big one in Indy called the Olympic Trials, right?
Right. Before that one, it's like the Spring Cup or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Indy Cup. That one's a good one. Looking forward to that.
That was a good one. That was one of the first meets we covered last year, and it was a lot of fun to follow along.
Mm-hmm. I love that pool, too.
A lot of history in that pool.
Yeah.
It's probably was the first really popular natatorium-style pool, I think, in the U.S. Mm-hmm. back in the day.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you go there, you ever check out if they have the handprints still? Where you can
mm-hmm.
see people's
yeah,
like hands. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cool.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's
very
cool to
cool.
see like,
all right.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think it's cool to see like at that meet, there's so many fast people, like people getting trials cuts. It's cool to see like the big guys swimming. Yeah. It's cool.
It's insane. Right. Cause you think about how fast you are and you're very fast. Right. I can say that. And then you go to meets like that and you're like, hey, I just got 118th place and the best time.
That's how it goes.
Feels good. Yep. Uh-huh. There's always that next level of people that are just as fast as you, if not faster. Gives you something to shoot for, though, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
For sure. It'd be boring to win all the time anyway. You run out of room for the medals. It gets old.
Boring.
You're at the Indy Spring Cup. you get to pick up a walkout song for yourself. What are you walking up to?
Good question. I have to say Breaking Dishes by Rihanna.
Really? That's a new one. Okay. Mm. We can go Breaking Dishes.
Taylor Swift. We got too many answers from Taylor Swift in the recent episodes.
Yeah, no kidding. Good thing I'm on my Taylor Swift game and know what the heck they're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be like, who? Is that Travis Kelce's girlfriend? Very cool.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be a good guest to have on the podcast in the future? Someone that you've interacted with, a swimmer, a coach, someone just involved in the sport that you think would be a great guest for us to have?
Sure. My teammate, Jaden Edmondson. I don't know if you know him, but he's a...
I know Jaden.
Of course. Who doesn't know Jaden?
Jaden's a pretty popular guy.
He's a popular guy. What can I say? He's a good guy. He's like a real student of the sport. Like, you can tell he really likes to understand what he's doing, and he's a hard worker.
And he's going to the U of M next year, right?
Yeah, U of M.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been talking to Kelly about having Kelly Kramer at the U of having some people on that are either current Gophers or, you know, going into their freshman year, and Jaden's name came up. So I think he's on the list of people to add on there. Mm-hmm. So I think 100% would agree with having Jaden on. Yep. So Jaden, if you're listening, you'll be getting the call soon.
All right. And
very good.
Can I to it?
Yeah, you can have as many as you want. You can have 30.
Oh, maybe I will.
Just go.
Caroline Larson. She's a really cool person. She helped me get my suit on at Winter Juniors, and we started together a couple times. She's really cool and obviously awesome. A really good swimmer. And
Yep. Her dad, another St. Olaf swimmer.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Caroline Larson, Jaden Edmondson. You guys are on the list. We will try to find some time to get you guys up. So thank you so much, Julia, for taking the time out of your schedule and chatting with us. It's always good to hear from some people outside the 494 loop in the Twin Cities and know that swimming does exist in other places.
Of course.
All right. Take care and thank you.
Yes, thank you.